IllbeHonest.com.
What is it that causes us to fall out of ranks?
Brethren, it's petty indifferences that we make into huge deals. It's our own pride, seeking to set ourselves up over others. Brethren, I'll tell you what keeps the ranks in order is humility. What keeps those ranks tight is when we're willing to be stepped on that Christ might be glorified. We're willing to be passed over in honor, attention, recognition, that Christ might be exalted.
We can't build churches. It's God that builds churches. It's Jesus Christ that establishes churches. But as the weeks and the months went by, because I was here so often, I developed a sense that God was here. No matter how small it was, no matter how many discouragements came, there was a sense that God was here. And really, isn't that all we need? To know that God is with us and among us.
Brethren, I'll tell you what, you started trying to start a little church full of 9 members here in the middle of Satan's battleground. He's going to seek to come in and cause division in the church. It's going to happen. Brethren, you need to be committed to something bigger than yourself. You need to be committed to something bigger than your own honor and your own recognition.
So there's absolutely no reason that a new little church on the edge of the ocean down at Corpus Christi cannot have an incredible impact on the world. Because Jesus Christ is the Lord of the harvest, and if we pray to Him and He promises to give what we need, there should be no reason that He cannot do very great things with this church.
Your eyes on Christ. Love Him supremely. Treasure Him above all else. Abandon yourself to Christ.
Strive to maintain unity for the sake of the gospel. Shoulder to shoulder, brethren. When your shoulders are together, one is not way above the other. You're side by side. You've been chosen by the God of heaven to be His representatives at this time, this hour, this day, this age, in this city. I guarantee you that there are not massive numbers of in this city faithful to the faith of the gospel. You are some of them.